Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, some Donegal students are being forced to defer going to college this year due to financial pressures. Meanwhile, there's concerns this year again over a student accommodation shortage in Letterkenny. Gardaí have confirmed that investigations are ongoing after a number of cars were broken into in Letterkenny yesterday. And Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council have reiterated their commitment to delivering the Riverine Community Park project in Strabane and Lifford. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, followed by farming news and views with Chris Ashmore. First news though, the PSNI's chief constable says he's deeply sorry for a monumental data breach. Simon Byrne says he's aware that violent dissident Republican groups claim to be in possession of some of the leaked data. James Gold has more.
After cutting a holiday short, Simon Byrne returned today to face questions from the policing board. Following the meeting, he told the media how dissident Republicans are claiming to have some of the sensitive leaked information circulating on WhatsApp. He was then asked if he should resign.
I know it's a question that people will be asking. I don't think leadership is about walking away. It's facing up to your responsibilities. And I think the organisation needs consistency and calm heads at the moment across the team to lead us through what we accept is an unprecedented crisis.
Mr Byrne also said he was deeply sorry to the 10,000 officers and staff impacted.
Some Donegal students are being forced to defer going to college this year due to financial pressures facing them. St Vincent de Paul says there has been a notable increase in the number of families availing of their education and training bursary fund, with college costs adding to the cost of living crisis. Mairead McGurn, president for Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim St Vincent de Paul, says the cost of going to college is impacting entire families.
Over the last number of years, we established an education committee in the Northwest region. And year on year, we've seen a marked increase in the number of applicants. The variety of applicants has changed as well. We're seeing, you know, more mature applicants applying year on year. And I suppose they have changed the thresholds with Susie, but still people are struggling to meet the costs and the demands of going to third level. So we are seeing that some people had put off their courses and realising that things really weren't changing with the cost of living increase. So, you know, they're taking the plunge and they're applying to us for support to try and meet that cost. You know, young people are certainly thinking about deferring to try and save up a little bit more every single year to meet the demands of going to third level.
And the way things are going with prices and such at the moment, you could save for the year, but it's still maybe to no avail.
Absolutely, that's what we're finding. You know, I suppose people are seeing the increase in everything in their lives, so the ability to save the money that's required for third level is too much of a challenge. For younger people, we're seeing that, you know, it's the entire family that are bearing the cost of going to third level, so it's having an impact on the entire family.
Meanwhile, there's concerns once again this year over a student accommodation shortage in Letterkenny. Thousands of students are set to attend the Atlantic Technological University Donegal campus in September. However, there are 150 less available properties for student lettings this year, which is having a serious knock-on effect. President of ATU Donegal Student Union, Barry Breslin, says they are being proactive in a bid to ensure students have a place to stay.
We've gone to new efforts now, such as, like, you may have seen poster campaigns starting around shops. That's something we haven't really done before. Yeah. We've tried out new things like the mass letters and that was just to check out properties that would have maybe a spare room and that going around. As the rent room scheme, that's a 14 grand tax free, that is still up and running, and we're still pushing to try and get people in. As we've now seen a new trend with the accommodation, Diggs was our most popular of everything was available last year. That's now again a trend this year. So yeah, we're simply just looking for any rooms at all around Letterkenny.
You believe there are many people out there who would have a spare room in the house, would be willing to take a student in, and perhaps aren't aware of that scheme. So tell us in detail exactly what that scheme entails.
How it works is essentially 14,000 you can get, say, for charge for the student in your household. So you can control how you want to charge out their rent. From our own standpoint, we can enforce rent upon people. Now, obviously, we advocate it most affordable as possible. We're aware of the cost of energy and things like that there. But with having students in your house, we are aware with timetables in AIT Donegal, let's say it's mostly 4 days a week. So even with that there, we will have students on campus for predominantly a long time. With that there, they probably do not want to be spending a long time in the house. They probably do want to be out with their friends, because that is a lot of deterrent for a lot of people. They're like, I don't want to invite a stranger into my house. And they can put a preference on when we're putting out an advertisement. Like, we just simply want a spot for someone. So please, if you have any preference at all, put us out there and we will try to get a student in the house.
The Public Expenditure Minister says scrapping the universal social charge completely is not realistic. Fine Gael committed to cutting the tax in 2016 before the party was re-elected to government. A cost of living package will be included as part of Budget 2024, but no decision on what those measures will be have been decided. Minister Pascal Donoghue says the USC funds many of the public services that society depends on.
Minister McGrath should be in a position to make measures, make decisions that, you know, will have an impact on the cost of living. I've said many times since 2016 that the universal social charge now funds so many of the public services that our society depends on, and its abolition is not a realistic objective.
Gardaí have confirmed that investigations are ongoing after a number of cars were broken into in Letterkenny yesterday. They are investigating a total of 3 incidents of criminal damage and theft from vehicles in the town. The vehicles are believed to have been parked at a commercial premises and car park in Letterkenny at the time. Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council have reiterated their commitment to delivering the Riverine Community Park project in Strabane and Lifford. They say issues that prevented the project meet the deadlines for the Peace Fort programme are now largely resolved. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The Riverine Community Park project in Lifford and Strabane aims to see a new public park on both sides of the river, including a park and community building in Lifford, a public park and nature trails in Strabane, and a new pedestrian bridge over the Foyle to link the two together. This is as well as 12 cross-community initiatives to encourage greater cross-border interaction. Significant delays were experienced due to problems with securing the planning required in both council districts that resulted in a failure to meet the deadlines of the Peace 4 programme. The councils say amid disappointment they are working toward further funding applications under the Peace Plus programme due on September 7th. They're currently seeking confirmation of continued support from local community groups.
There's further calls for Donegal County Council to put in place a contingency plan as retained firefighters escalate strike action. After what they say is a failure by government to respond to the legitimate concerns, SIPG has announced all retained fire stations in Ireland will go dark at 8 a.m. this Saturday. It means the stations will continue to attend emergencies but will have zero communications with local authority radio control centres. SIPG says if their demands for better pay and conditions still go unanswered by Saturday, August the 19th, they will start shutting one station in each county every week. SIPG representative Kevin McKinney says the lack of contingency measures boils down to cost.
The responsibility of Donegal County Council at the moment is to put a contingency plan in place. I'll give you an example, Donal. And we know the horrific incident that took place in Chrysler. What I can tell you is, from a pragmatic point of view and a response point of view, there were 6 tenders, 6 stations alerted to that incident within the county, and one from the north. Well, that meant that we had 6 stations unable to respond to further incidences. That meant that some plan had to be put in place to counteract that so that we would have the cover. So what Donegal County Council did was mobilise individual stations to be able to respond in the event of. Now we have a situation where we have 6 or 7 stations and 8 stations going to that will be off, will be in strike, which is our right, and Donegal County Council have no plan in place.
Yeah.
At least you would do, if you were managing it, is put other stations on standby. Now, why will they not do that? Fundamentally, it's because of cost. When you have to put stations on standby, you have to pay for it. And it's a cost, and they don't want to do that. And they've been given an instruction from the local government management agency, which is LGMA, not to do anything other than business as usual.
People Before Profit says the government needs to come up with a short-term solution to fund the TV licence. It's after it was revealed almost 4 in 10 people are now refusing to pay the annual fee. Only 9,361 people paid it in the first week of August, compared to 15,030 in the same week last year. Deputy Paul Murphy is calling on the government to scrap the TV licence in the upcoming budget.
Well, we're what, 2 months away from the budget? The budget is coming in the short term. This is an immediate crisis now, and the government should be moving to deal with this in the budget, to scrap the licence fee in the budget and to replace it by a tax on big tech companies. That is the immediate answer here, to ensure that there is appropriate funding for RTE and other public service broadcasting.
Elsewhere, the government is losing the support of farmers. A new Irish Farmers Journal survey shows 72% would give their first preference vote to a farmers' party if one emerged. 34% of farmers support Fine Gael, down 4% from December, while support for Fianna Fáil stands at 23%. Only one in five farmers surveyed think Donegal Minister Charlie McConnogh is doing a good job as Agriculture Minister. Liam McLaughlin, founder of the Farmers Alliance, told today's 9 till noon show that he doesn't believe Minister McConnogh will sit another term.
Nothing against Charlie. Charlie's a sound man and a gentleman, but listen, I fear Charlie's just a puppet on strings for Europe at the moment. Charlie recently had a meeting in Greencastle with fisheries and the maker group, etc. To be quite honest, it was actually embarrassing being in the room, because Charlie just possibly couldn't wait to get out of that room. Charlie's not going in for another term, that's for sure, I would say. But I do believe there's an opportunity there for somebody to take it up and maybe give the mica homeowners especially a bit more support here, because they're obviously not being represented either. Like, but as for Charlie, listen, again, I'll say it, like, Charlie's a sound man and a gentleman, but just unfortunately there's people above him controlling him, and there's only so much he can do as far as I'm concerned. I think we need somebody now that's prepared to fight back against the powers that be above them, you know.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Ashin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with football on the European stage. Derry City will have to overturn a 1-0 first leg deficit if they are to reach the Europa Conference League playoff round. They conceded a Roman Asrankalov screamer for Taubo midway through the second half of their game this afternoon in Kazakhstan. Michael Duffy squandered a gilt-edged chance to level the tie 12 minutes from the end, but the tie finished 1-0 in favour of the home side. Derry, of course, are hosting the second return leg next week. That's going to be played at the Tallaght Stadium in Dublin, as the Brandywell does not meet the criteria for hosting a third round game. We'll be talking more about that game later on this evening on the Score programme, just after the 7 o'clock news. Hopefully we'll have some reaction from the Derry manager, Rory Higgins. Plus we'll be speaking to Derry journalist Kevin McLaughlin just after the news at 7 o'clock, at the start of the Score programme. Also coming up on the show, former Fine Harps captain and current Derrickview player Keith Cowan joins us for a football chat. Eugene Organ looks ahead to this Saturday's Donegal hurling finals, and Sean McFadden gives us the lowdown on the Donegal Ultra Race, which starts in the early hours of tomorrow morning as competitors tackle 555 and 333 kilometres around the county of Donegal. It's all part of the Score tonight, just after the 7 o'clock news. Now, back to football. Harry Kane must decide if he wants to join Bayern Munich or remain with Spurs. Spurs today accepted a bid in excess of €100 million for their captain from the German side. Chelsea have agreed a €23 million fee for Leeds midfielder Tyler Adams. The American is due to complete his medical today. Chelsea also remain on the hunt for Moses Caicedo. However, it's reported that Liverpool have also inquired about the Brighton midfielder. And West Ham have completed the €41 million signing of Edson Alvarez from Ajax. The Mexican has put pen to paper on a 5-year deal. While up in Scotland, Celtic have confirmed that defender Carrick Starlift has left the club. The Swedish international had signed for La Liga side Celta Vigo. Brendan Rodgers has been named the PwC GAA GPA footballer for July. Rodgers was integral to Derry's 4-point victory over Cork at the quarter-final stage of the All-Ireland Championship with 2 scores to his name. The Slochnil man also proved to be Derry's engine when it mattered, coming up with two more scores in the All-Ireland semi-final as they narrowly lost out to Kerry. Limerick's Kieran Lynch was named the hurling player for the month. Elizabeth in Doody has won Ireland's first ever field event title at the European Under-20 Championships in Israel by taking gold in the long jump. The 18-year-old Dubliner also set a new Irish Under-20 record with a jump of 6.56 metres.
I was just so amazed. I saw that it was a big jump. I didn't know if it would be an improvement on that 6.48 because I was already shocked with that 6.48. I got out the stand, I saw it, and I just screamed. I just really couldn't believe it. I'm just still in shock about everything, but I was really happy because I had this goal to get into those 6.50s, 6.60s, and this was my last competition to do so because I didn't do any of those jumps beforehand. So I filled my goals, and I'm just amazed.
And Doody's achievement comes after runner Nick Griggs won a silver medal in the 3,000 metres. And also this evening, Fun Valley's Hannah Murray will run for Ireland at the Under-20 Championships in the 4x400m relay final. Fun Valley's Dermot McGranahan is also out there in Israel and is coach with the Irish team at the Championships. Leona Maguire is three shots off the lead following her opening round at the Women's Open. The Cavan golfer shot a level par round 72 at Walton Heath. Out on the course, Stephanie Meadow is level with two to play, and Dublin amateur Anna Foster is five over through her first six holes. There's a four-way tie for the lead in the clubhouse at three under par. When inclement weather has delayed the start of the St Jude Invitational, Seamus Power is scheduled to tee off around now with Rory McIlroy out just before 6 o'clock. And finally in racing, it's Ladies' Day at Sligo. The action has just started there. Meanwhile, Donegal jockeys Don Brown McMonagall and Oisin Orr will be riding this evening in England across the water at Chepstow with the first due on the course at 5:30. That's your sport, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. Weather now, a mix of cloud and sunny spells with a band of showery rain moving in this evening, turning heavy at times. Lowest temperatures tonight of 12 to 15 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Some Donegal students are being forced to defer going to college this year due to financial pressures. St Vincent de Paul says there has been a notable increase in the number of families availing of their education and training bursary fund, with college costs adding to the cost of living crisis. Gardaí have confirmed that investigations are ongoing after a number of cars were broken into in Letterkenny yesterday. They're investigating a total of three incidents of criminal damage and theft from vehicles in the town. Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council have reiterated their commitment to delivering the Riverine Community Park project in Strabane and Lifford. They say issues that prevented the project meet the deadlines for the Peace Corps programme are now largely resolved. And there's further calls for Donegal County Council to put in place a contingency plan as retained firefighters escalate their strike action. After what they say is a failure by government to respond to their legitimate concerns, SIPTU has announced all retained fire stations in Ireland will go dark at 8 a.m. this Saturday. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Good evening.
Hello, good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll hear about the success of the Clonmany Show, two new farming apprenticeships and a new online agriculture auction website. But first, the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnellogue, has announced the launch of a new scheme to encourage farm succession. The Succession Planning Advice Grant will provide a maximum payment of €1,500 to help farmers aged 60 years and above to seek succession planning advice if they are not currently in a succession farm partnership. And the payment will cover up to half of the vouched legal, accounting and advisory costs. They must be farming a minimum of 3 hectares of land for at least 2 years prior to making their application, and the scheme will open from September the 19th. Leitrim farmer Noel McKeown has launched Ireland's first all-in-one agriculture auction website, and he's calling it BidSell. He came up with the idea during the COVID pandemic and has been working on the website for more than a year and a half. Earlier today, I spoke to him to find out more.
I was a farmer before I became a teacher, and I'll be a farmer afterwards, and it's what I spent my weekends doing, my summer holidays doing, and I love doing it. And I suppose during the COVID pandemic, when the marts were all closed and it was online, I just thought to myself that, you know, that there was a gap in the market for some sort of a website that would combine what you have in the mart, where you sell and take bids, and where you put agricultural items and a number of other items indeed up with a picture online to sell it. So I came up with the idea of BidSell. It's very simple and effective and easy to use. You register for free and use it for free, put up your pictures, and the website really is your auctioneer. You control it totally from your own phone. You set the dates for your auction. You can have it 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, as long as or short as you want. Everybody knows the minimum price that they will accept for something that they're selling. That's the reserve price that they put in. Of course, when people log on, they won't see what the reserve price is. They'll see what the start bid is. So if you're selling something for €1,000, you'll probably put your starting bid in at 950 or 960, and the bids start from there, and the bids all appear underneath each other with the names of the bidders. And the highest bid then over the reserve price is the winner, and the website emails you that person's name and phone number, and that person gets your details sent to them, and you contact each other. It's very, very simple but very effective.
And has it been a labour of love, or is there a commercial aspect?
Well, look, I'm passionate about it. It's something that, you know, I see a need for. There is a need for it. I just want to build a community of users. I certainly amn't thinking at this stage about anything commercial into it. It's not something that I'm interested in. I suppose I have the comfort of a steady job as an off-farm income. I just want to see people making use out of it. A farmer sold a cattle trailer last week. I was delighted to see that. And another man sold a bicycle.
Yeah, and the feedback to date so far, Noel?
Feedback is great. You're seeing it at the early stages, and people are very interested in it. Someone said to me, they were joking last week, it's tender for cows. That's great. But I suppose I don't think it's tender for cows, but it is a very good way of connecting buyers and sellers for agricultural items. So just go on to Google and put in bidsell.ie, and it'll come up, and away you go.
And that was Leitrim farmer Noel McKeown, the man behind BidSell. Now, it's been showtime this week in Donegal, with the biggest event being the two-day Clonmany Show. Blaine McCarron, the PRO of the Clonmany Show, the event is all over after all that planning and so much work behind the scenes. The Clonmany Agricultural Show has concluded. Two great days, huge crowds, drone footage, Facebook coverage, Daniel O'Donnell, fashion shows, rare breeds. It was, I suppose, like the old RDS Spring Show, pretty much everything.
Yeah, Chris, an absolutely fantastic 2 days. We as a committee were just completely on a high. We're overwhelmed by what was just taking place. It's been absolutely fantastic. The weather has been completely in our favour. The sun shined for a day and a half, which is more than we could have hoped for. The crowds were overwhelming. Every event that ran smoothly. We're just delighted with everything. We couldn't be happier at the moment, Chris.
The feedback from people who've been there and people who left, it all augurs well for the future, because there's nothing like word of mouth and positivity, and that's what this place was oozing with.
That's right. Generally speaking, I've been speaking to a lot of people, and everybody's very happy with how it went. Our grand prize draw was a sellout again. The sheep shearing was absolutely amazing, Chris. Over 1,400 sheep sheared over there. Some of the competitors, some of the talent over there. It was just unbelievable and a great spectacle. Everybody is leaving Clonmany, I think, with the feeling that they got something for their admission fee, and they got value for money. And that's exactly what we set out to do.
And it was very much a case of plenty of variety. Great for all the family. You know, you had people like the master weaver, John Hina, there. Then you had the rare cattle breeds and some very interesting competition there. And tug of war, always one that attracts attention. Cookery demonstrations and the number of fashion shows and the makeup demonstrations.
That's right. The marquee was absolutely heaving with people for that. It went down really well, as did the food demonstrations, the cookery demonstrations. Our celebrity chefs put on a fantastic show. I think everybody that came into the field, be it a trade stand exhibitor, a volunteer, a sponsor, or a committee member. Everybody played their role and played it spectacularly to make it the event that it was. I'd also just like to take this opportunity to say a massive word of thanks to the landowners down there on Pollen Green. I would confidently say we've got one of the best, if not the best, showgrounds in Ireland, and that's down to the landowners there who generously give their land for their 3 or 4 weeks, and not to mention the recovery period for that land now after its use.
One of the highlights of the whole week, and I suppose the build-up, you get a lot of people buying tickets for the Monster Draw, and the first prize, a tractor, worth a lot of money, and who were the lucky winners?
That's right, yeah. So the lucky winner of the grand prize draw this year goes to a local man, the tractor staying in Clonmany. It goes to a man called John McDade, and he's married to Bridie there. Two people living in Clonmany, no better winners. They've been great supporters of the show all through the years. And I suppose I should also take this opportunity to thank everyone who supports our draw. And it is the draw that enables us to put on the show in Clonmany along with the sponsors.
Yeah. And finally, Daniel O'Donnell popped in.
Daniel was absolutely fantastic. Daniel's an absolute credit to Donegal. He came down, he put on a fantastic show on the stage. I think he was on for over an hour. Not to mention the hundreds, if not thousands, of photographs he stood for with fans afterwards. Unfortunately, Magella couldn't make it. Magella was scheduled to come too, but she couldn't make it on the day, so we're sorry about that. But Daniel more than made up for her absence.
And that was Blaine McCarron, PRO of the Clonmany Show. And well done indeed to everyone connected with all the shows in the county at the moment, including the Glencolumbkill Agricultural Show, where in the grand draw, the winner of the heifer was Patrick Hegarty from Mallon Moor. Also a special mention to the always very popular Mina Cross Show, which was on Bank Holiday Monday, where once again there were great crowds. And as is the tradition, the newly crowned Mary from Dunloe, Adele Morgan, was in attendance, along with little Miss Mary, Katie Gallagher. In other news, the Minister for Further and Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science, Simon Harris, has announced the launch of two new farming apprenticeships, the Farm Manager Apprenticeship and the Farm Technician Apprenticeship. There will be a range of farm enterprises eligible for successful farm apprentices to be employed on, including cattle, dairy, pigs, poultry, tillage and sheep sectors. IFA President Tim Cullinan has described it as a worthwhile initiative and said that this is a positive development for the farming sector, with many farmers finding it very difficult to source staff at the moment. Finally, a reminder that the Ardra Show is on this Saturday, August the 12th. And we finish with our farming fact. The latest Central Statistics Office census on goats showed that at the end of December 2022, there were 533 goats in Donegal. Tipperary has the most goats of any county. I'm not kidding you. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
The obituary notice is for this Thursday evening, August the 10th. The death has taken place of Joseph Doherty, Noon, Craig Nahorna, Carndonna, remains en route to his late residence. House private police from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral leaving there on Saturday morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Kathleen O'Gara, Nate Gallagher, Bo Gay, Letterkenny, formerly Mean Derry, Fulcara, reposing at her late residence today until 9 o'clock, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel, followed by burial in Cornwall Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to Hillcrest House Residence Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Oliver Freel, Glenlower, Remelton. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Brendan Joyce, retired Garda, 9 Pillar Park, Buncrana, County Donegal, and formerly of Belcarra, Castlebar, County Mayo. Brendan's remains are reposing at his late residence. House private to family and close friends. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass at St Mary's Church, Coghill, Buncrana, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of Porter Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Jean McMonagall, née McKinley, 26 Fox Hills, Letterkenny, formerly Ruskie, Newton Cunningham and McNeely Villas, Letterkenny. Jean's remains are reposing at her late residence today until 9 o'clock, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Wake is for family and close friends only. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral tomorrow. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St Junan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in Lex Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Maggie O'Donnell, Barney, Acres, Burton Port. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Columbus Church, Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 8 o'clock. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.